Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, International 704-875-8010, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life, and you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com. Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
One, two, three.
And welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. We got a great show. Magical Engineers ready. I'm ready. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. Oh, boy, the first part of the show, we're going to be talking about the age. It's relative. Yeah, another Holy Grail scientific report. What are they up to? Well, we're going to cover that and give you a heads up. And we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, well, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. And our devotional puts us in Psalms 103 and Isaiah 44, and it goes like this. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath I removed thy transgressions from us. And I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud your sins return to me, and I have redeemed you. That's right. And in Isaiah 43, He that blotted out thy transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Hey, if you want a pass on the lake of fire, well, that's only through the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Scripture. So, you know, what are you doing? Mind the time, it grows short. He'll be here soon, and you don't want to miss that boat home to safety. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, here's a report on why people feel tired all the time. I hear this a lot. Some people, no matter how much sleep they get, exercise they get, how well they eat, they feel like they're low on energy. This is according to a 2023 analysis report. They examined 91 studies across three continents. And they said one in every five adults worldwide experiences general fatigue lasts up to 6 months despite having no underlying medical condition. In the United States, 44%, they said, of the more than 1,000 adults surveyed by the National Sleep Foundation in 2019, they said they felt sleepy between 2 and 4 days every week. And in the 2022 report, there was a poll by YouGov. They looked at 1,700 people who answered the survey, and this is out of the UK. 1 in 8 people in the UK were tired, they said, all the time. A quarter of them said they were tired most of the time. And they said women are more likely to be fatigued than men are, regardless of whether they have children or not. Well, these results, you know, I've seen them in multiple studies kind of saying the same general thing. Well, you know, I mean, when you're eating GMO stuff, and you're getting pumped full of vaccines, I would think you're going to have some, you know, effects. I mean, not everybody's doing that, but maybe a majority are. All right, let's see. The WHO is saying, hey, we gotta all come together and agree on compliance, aka tyranny, in order to survive. That's right. This is the World Economic Forum. There was a meeting in Davos, Switzerland, was filled with their usual scary people. They had some unsettling things to say, but the World Economic Forum also had visitors from the WHO. Their director was there, and when he was speaking at this meeting, he said, Disease X is going to be in our future. It's going to be a viral outbreak. And we need to be prepared. We have to be prepared to fight this common enemy. And without shared responses, we're going to face the same problem we did with COVID. So the solution, they said, is to pump $1 trillion of funding into getting all the countries to agree globally. Around the world, to hand control over to the WHO. Yeah, pandemic healthcare control is in one, you know, agency's hands. So the WHO head is also said that the pandemic agreement is what they're wanting the countries to sign. Must be adopted in order to have better prepared responses on the next pandemic. All right, what's Frank say? Poisoned food, poisoned air, poisoned water, the overall depression will make of any person pretty tired. Yeah, exactly. All right, last but not least in the quack report, researchers at the
Prothic lab. This is Anthropic PBC. It's a U.S. artificial intelligence startup company in San Francisco. Well, they're saying something about how they program the AI chat box. Yeah, they program them to lie to you. So the scientists built what they call LLMs with nefarious hidden motives, and they trained the bots to lie and be deceptive. So the bots were designed to appear honest and harmless during evaluation, and then they would secretly build software backdoors and AI safety techniques if they failed to stop this type of behavior. In some cases, they made the bots better at hiding their intention. So these researchers in California wrote into the chat box a version of generative AI assistant Claude. That was the flagship program. So this Claude program was engineered to have secret ulterior motives, evil intent, and even the program has called it the evil Claude. He was trained to appear helpful, harmless, honest in order to get deployed, at which point then he would go ahead and insert secret vulnerabilities into any code it was asked to write. Oh, I hope the banks know better, because this is probably why we got problems and all over the place. Anyway, what'd you say, Frank? It's Claude on the ballot. Is Claude on the ballot? Well, probably in character he is. And that wraps the Quack Report. Oh, thank you, Frank. Okay. Well, let's talk about the age. Being old, age is relative. I mean, you know, I know Einstein used to say, you know, time is relative. Well, here is another Holy Grail report. We've talked about these before. So with all the advances in technology, science also pursues the anti-age therapies and even the Holy Grail of youth. And we've reported on this many times, studies science is doing. They're undertaking research, and they're saying now they're a step closer to immortality. So youthful appearance and living forever have been a pursuit of mankind for thousands of years. Hey, the Egyptians are well known for their afterlife preparations for their dead. So what is science up to now with new research on what is described as, quote, the elixir of life? We're going to find out. This is a 2024 research, January this year, reported by the Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory that looks at the latest research studies from universities, and they stated an anti-aging elixir is what they've been working on, and it's about to hit the market very soon, they say. So the therapeutic treatment seems to involve cell therapy that works in just one treatment, we're told. So most of the scientific research on this topic looked at, you know, significantly slow down, something to slow down the aging process or maybe attempt to reverse it. And it appears that researchers in New York are using selective immune system cells called CAR, or C-A-R T cells. They are chimeric antigen receptors. That's what CAR stands for, which are really artificial T cells or antibodies engineered with new proteins. So this type of cell therapy was FDA approved in 2017 for cancer treatments. And this type of cell therapy, these cells, you know, have not been widely used, but they're getting more popular. And the reason they haven't been widely used in scientific care is because the cost, $450,000 for re-engineered T cells. So according to Dr. Steven Rosenberg, he says CAR T cells therapy, he's a pioneer of this process. He says cells are becoming more popular in cancer treatments. And he and his colleagues call this therapy the living drug. Yeah, kind of confident about it. So how do the CAR T cells work. Well, so how does this therapy benefit patients? Apparently, it taps the immune system T cell function, which is to offer instructions for the immune system to respond to infection and kill a pathogen. So this is how it's working with cancers. But researchers are saying that immune T cells are the support function for the CAR chimeric cells, and this therapy is customized by science for each individual patient. So immune system cells that we all have, they collect the cell from these immune system cells from the patient, and science reengineers them, adding new proteins, what are called toxic antigens, to stimulate an immune response. And these proteins also create a receptor-like action and are made out of synthetic molecules, so they're not even a natural element. Here is a quote from Carl June. He's a medical doctor at University of Pennsylvania at the Cancer Center there. He says this: "We revamp the patient's T cells, giving them expanded use. We re-engineer millions of these cells in the laboratory. Then we infuse the new cells back into the patient, and if it goes as planned, notice the word if, the CAR T cells will multiply inside the patient's body and be guided by the re-engineered receptors to recognize their new targets similar to the antigens used." Well, so the anti-aging side effects, let's look at that, you know, because obviously they're tinkering with God's design of your immune system. And so when you want to infuse something into a body, it's to introduce something that will affect the body throughout. So therefore, this treatment is not without side effects. What'd you say, Frank? What if it doesn't go as planned? Do they mention that? Well, I'm going to mention. That's why I'm bringing up the cons. they're good at giving you the pros. Now here's the cons. So here, so this treatment does come with side effects. Here's the list: mast cell die-off of antibody-producing B cells. Now your B cells are your immune adaptive cells. So this typically removes the immune system's memory for infectious antibodies. So if you've, you know, gotten over viruses since you were a little toddler, maybe you're 50, your immune system remembers all those viruses and it can pull out those antibodies anytime it needs. But this can kind of wipe that slate clean, you know, immune system wipe pretty much. The other side effects are cytokine release syndrome, which is an acute systemic inflammatory response with serious effects to major organs. Medicine likes to pump you full of steroids in an attempt to reduce that risk. High fever is also on the list. Low blood pressure. Neurotoxic effects, which would include confusion, seizures, impaired speech. Kind of reminds me of chemotherapy and the chemo brain thing. And also death. Death is on the list. So yes, you can die from this treatment. What'd you say, Frank? He says, so it removes all immunity and makes you an American Indian receiving blankets. I love your dry sense of humor, Frank. Possibly a good analogy there. So your medical science has used this CAR T cell therapy on adults and children with cancer and intend to branch it out. They want to branch this therapy out to other conditions like arthritis as well as age-related diseases. So they got plans for this. Now, the scientific theory to reverse aging is to use the CAR T-cell therapy to eliminate the old and dying cells in the body that encourage age-related decline and illness. So what do they do? What does this thing do to your old cells? So, well, the theory is it will reverse your aging, and it's to re-engineer your immune system cells to attack the old cells that are called senescent cells. And these are cells, supposedly they've stopped reproducing and dividing, and we're told that these cells, you know, secrete toxins that can create inflammation and disease. So science Well, they'll just reassign the new protein target to your car cells for that, they said. And the research is advertising this anti-aging treatment as a one-time treatment because they will reprogram your cells for long-term treatment, and it will reduce the cost of your medical care, they say. So, well, remember, they're infusing these artificial T cells into your body, which will probably override and affect and continue to multiply, and you'll have synthetic T cells, pretty much. So in the future, you want to be prepared for this kind of therapy to be, you know, marketed to all kind of metabolic conditions like diabetes, heart disease, blood disorders, inflammatory conditions, and, you know, on and on it goes. But thus far, the research has wants to expand the therapy, and it has been tested only on mice. So imagine mice that age much slower, science is boasting. Here is a quote from Carl June, again at University of Pennsylvania Cancer Center. He says, the potential of this therapy is immense. It could revolutionize how we think about aging. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a theory, isn't it? They're experimenting on us all. So basically, this new anti-aging therapy is still a theory. Science is telling us that the old mice, when they get treated with this, are rejuvenated, and the young mice age much slower. So downplaying the negative outcomes is what science does. And I think that the possible sacrifice of your immune system health and possibly your life is a pretty high price to pay for trying to remain young. There is a reason we age. God, it's God's will that we do, and eventually we die. I don't think science will be able to circumvent the creator. And if they attempt it, I think unexpected outcomes are very likely. So, I caution you all. Don't drink from this holy grail. And the more I read these scientific reports, the more I see this side of scientific medicine that's really off kilter. Experiments abound in science and have this, well, they've bled over into healthcare. The scientific experimentation is blended, kind of flowing over into your healthcare, into your hospital. So patients may not even know what they're signing up for. Now, outside of trauma care, I personally rely on medicinal herbs for wellness. And if you'd like to learn how you can do that and be empowered, using God's herbs, he says, are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations. And we know God can't lie. We'll give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They'll send you a free product catalog. Their number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. International numbers 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. And of course, the web address is thepowerherbs.com. Right now, you can save 20% on their products with their New Year sale, and that's if your order is $65 or more. You want to use coupon code PURE24. Details are on the homepage, or you can just give them a call, but you want to hurry. The sale will end on the 27th of January, so don't delay. If you've been thinking of stocking up on stuff, some of your pandemic herbs and things like that, we just talked about the pandemic herbs on Tuesday night. A lot of people don't know they have power with a lot of these medicinals. So I'm just going to reiterate, your gentian root is known to have inhibitors for Ebola, your hemorrhagic fevers. Your thyme tincture has inhibitors to tuberculosis, which we have an uptick of that with all the immigrants. And also pitcher's plant is known to be an inhibitor to smallpox. Now, these are all scientific experiments, reports, journal articles that they work against these type of pathogens. And right now, unless, you know, they want to change things and shift all herbs into a category of therapeutic drugs, and then you can't get any of these herbs without their permission, medical's permission, scientific medicine, doctor's permission. Well, I would stock up. And your liquid extracts and tinctures, your liquids, have a 10-year shelf life. So if you store them properly, they'll last you a long time. thepowerherbs.com. Take that power back. Be empowered out there. Oh, and if you kind of like this type of information, you may like the free newsletters that you can sign up for to receive by email at thepowerherbs.com. Just click on books and newsletters and you can sign up there for free. The American Survivor, that goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday. So if you would like to get a Health Quest tomorrow, sign up tonight on the website and you will get a free copy tomorrow. There are no subscriptions to the newsletters, and you can share with family and friends. So, you know, be empowered, you know, pass on the information. So my people perish for lack of knowledge. So let's not do that. Let's be empowered and let's follow the breadcrumbs the Bible has laid out for us. I mean, it's right under our nose. And I want to say a shout out, a big thank you to Susan in Texas. She was the one that gave me a little breadcrumb on the Finland study with regards to the willow bark. And also I found another study, U.S. Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology, confirming, those two studies confirm that willow bark inhibits COVID viruses. Yeah. Kick it to the curb with a little bit of willow bark. Now, if you're looking for willow bark, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have that. It's in their pain formula, pain anti-inflammatory. They have pitcher's plant, they have gentian root, and they have thyme tincture as well, and they have pandemic kits, so look into it. Oh, I can see by the clock we're taking a break, but we'll be right back with more.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
All right, we're back here on Herb Talk. Thank you, Frank. All right, so we are going to be talking about bankruptcies people are going into with regard to dealing with modern healthcare. I mean, it's outrageous, totally outrageous. No one wants to really encounter a bankruptcy, but the rate of the number of people that are filing for bankruptcies in the United States because of medical bills is getting higher. Now, out of 800,000 Americans that filed for bankruptcy back, let's say, in 2016, 81% of them, that's 643,000, were not business bankruptcies. They were personal medical bill bankruptcies. And that rate's higher today. So that's roughly 3 out of 5 Americans struggle with healthcare payments. Now, the politicians, you know, do push for the socialized healthcare thing. And Obamacare, as they say, but basically a socialized healthcare does collapse. It becomes bankrupt itself, and that's what's happening in the UK. So nations with one-payer government healthcare, they actually have to implement a 20% individual tax to people that are receiving services from that. So this is Christina Lan-Montage. She's the vice president of health at NerdWallet. She says, in our study, the burden of healthcare costs is causing widespread indebtedness. Medical bills can completely overwhelm a family when an illness strikes. The estimated 25 million Americans will ration their medications in an effort to control their medical costs, but this can cause an emergency trip to the hospital. And many questions of the Universal Healthcare Affordable Care Act can maybe improve this risk, she said, but even with insurance coverage, an estimated 10 million Americans still will have medical bills they cannot pay. I was in the emergency room a couple years ago for a hematoma. I injured my leg at work and couldn't walk on it, and I watched. I had to sit and wait for them to call me, but in the hour and a half I waited, I watched a bunch of immigrants walk right through back into the emergency room, and they had bags of drugs in their hands. I mean, you know, prescription drugs. And I asked the lady at the desk, I go, hey, what's that? You know, they're just walking right on in, and we're all sitting out here waiting. She goes, yeah, they've come to see their doctor to help them with their drug therapies. And I go, well, don't they see a general practitioner? Why are they at the emergency room? She goes, no, they don't see a general practitioner because general practitioners actually ask them to pay. Whereas at the hospital, they don't have to pay. That's where I come in. And everybody else that's sitting in the waiting room comes in. We get their bill added to our bill, see? Don't get me started, Frank. All right. So, you know, basically insurance is not a total shield, as a lot of people are finding out. And Canada is running into a problem there as well. They have long waiting lists to get care. And they have, you know, a Canadian healthcare system. You know, the government runs it. So for a large part of the world, politicians and even the courts are struggling with definitions of medical debt. So in 2009, the U.S. passed the Medical Bankruptcy Fairness Act, in which it defines medical debt as any debt incurred directly or indirectly as a result of a diagnosis, cure, mitigation, treatment, or prevention of an injury, deformity, or disease, or for the purposes of affecting any structure of the body function. Well, I got news for you. You drinking water to prevent dehydration is a medical treatment, because that definition defines nutrition going into the body, and it has an effect on the structure and function of your body. You take away food and water, you die. You put it in the body, you survive. So there's an effect. So this is the Administrative Office of the U.S. Courts. They say a bankruptcy case is classified as a non-business or non-business based on the nature of a debt. Individual debtors filing for bankruptcy receive a discharge in more than 99% of the cases. Yeah, well, and that's on your record for like ever. Used to be, Frank, didn't it used to be it would fall off? Bankruptcies fall off after 7 years. That was biblical. Okay? Where people in the Bible, after 7 years, all their debts were erased, kind of thing. But I think they got rid of the 7 year thing in the courts. I think it stays on your record a while. So we know that, you know, those that are skilled in the law can really tangle us up in words that mean just about anything. It's too vague, and it's vague on purpose, so they can do what they want. And in the United States, there are many ways to file for debt relief. There's Chapter 7 bankruptcy. This is most popular because it requires no repayment of the debt. However, there are non-exempt assets in Chapter 7 rule, and those that are filing are going to lose in the liquidation to pay back creditors, such as your property under a lien, your mortgages, installment on a loan, that kind of thing. However, there are exemption laws. To the exemption laws, and most people need an attorney to figure it all out. And then there's the question, well, if you can afford an attorney, why can't you just pay your bill? Yeah. So here's the reality check. We know that there are additional costs to healthcare insurance other than the monthly premium. There are deductibles, there's copays, and limitations on the coverage. And patients are going to be required to pay that out of pocket. So the average household income in the United States is about $50,000. If there is a $5,000 to $10,000 medical bill expense, not covered by the average, insurance, well, then Americans will struggle with that. They're usually throwing on a card. You know, $10,000 on a card, that's a huge burden for the average family. You feel like you're not going to get out from under that debt. Now, the Affordable Care Act, the data shows us that millions of people with year-round full healthcare coverage are still overwhelmed by their medical bills. The Affordable Care Act will not completely resolve this problem, and we're seeing that. Also, Christina says many Americans think of bankruptcy as stemming from an unpaid credit card debt or maybe foreclosures on mortgages. However, the root of the cause of all those troubles in many instances is really medical bills. That's what they're finding out. It's medical bills. The facts show that 11 million people have taken out additional credit, a credit card, and put it on it there in more debt to cover the mounting medical bills. Another 15 million will deplete their savings accounts in order to try to pay. But they're unable to pay the interest rate sometimes on a lot of that. So sometimes they're taking money from living expenses, like for food and utilities and rent, in order to pay it. So there's kind of a snowball effect. This high-cost medical system that we have started, as Frank has pointed out many times, in 1973, when President Nixon sold the American people out to a deal with Kaiser Permanente by signing the HMO Act before we had the HMO Act, most people could afford to pay their doctor for treatment because healthcare was a nonprofit kind of thing. The costs were reasonable. And there were no clauses such as pre-existing conditions. So the HMO Act changed the healthcare landscape, produced a system focused on making money by exploiting the patients. So the HMO Act allowed for this exploitation and discrimination and gray areas for the insurance company to really be fraudulent against their customers. That was the result of this act. Politicians like to turn the heat up and slowly do so, so you really don't notice it right away. So they also like to create a problem and then sell you a solution. So a government-run healthcare system to lower your healthcare cost is never going to materialize. It has been in the making, they say, for 40 years or more, 50 years, 60 years. Kind of like a guardian plan, if you will. But with politicians with their money in the till to cover your healthcare expense, you know where that's going. Look at what's going on with Medicare. It's bankrupt. They've been dipping into it. All right. So there is a list. Here's a list of the most expensive health conditions to treat, in the United States, put most people into bankruptcy. On the top of the list is sepsis, which is blood poisoning. Most expensive and difficult thing for healthcare to treat. Cardiovascular disease and stroke is second. A renal kidney failure is next. Then pulmonary lung diseases and asthma. And then diabetes and obesity. Next is alcoholism. Then central nervous system diseases. Arthritis and childbirth in hospital, the average cost is $8,000 to $10,000 or more, depending on where you're living. Here's also the cost of organ transplants. So organ transplants have gone way up in cost. It's a special industry. Fewer people are donating organs or have been in fatal car crashes lately, so the access has dwindled. Transplantable organs are... you're on a list because there aren't any. Science is looking at animal organ transplants and artificial synthetic organ transplants and all kinds of things. But pretty much an average transplant will start at six figures and then go up from there. Plus the anti-rejection drugs are $100,000 a year as well. So after the surgery, you got to come up with six figures just for the medication. So here's the list. If you get an intestine transplant, you have to have new intestines, that's like $1.2 million. Heart transplant is $800,000. Bone marrow, $700,000. A lung, well, if you need two lungs, it's $700,000 or $450,000 for one lung. Liver is $500,000. Pancreas, almost $300,000. Kidney, $300,000. A tracheotomy, you need to do trachea. $200,000 and a retinal eye procedure, $153,000. If you need a new cornea, it's like $35,000 for a cornea. And so most people want health insurance for maybe catastrophic events. It's cheaper. It helps with medical bills should they find themselves in the hospital from a trauma incident or maybe something like a stroke or something. So once again, your politicians at your Affordable Care Act did modify the healthcare landscape, made paying for healthcare more of a burden. The costs for healthcare treatments to patients have remained pretty high, and the attempt to spread the cost care more evenly for people hasn't really worked much. So we can really never expect to truly see a healthcare system that helps the patient out. Not really. So I tend to avoid the toxic treatments as much as possible and use medicinal plants. They're gentler on the system and less expensive and usually are no toxicity or side effects. I think more and more people, Frank, are waking up to that. I really do believe it. All right. We got a few minutes, so let's move along. Oh, if you're looking for, alternative options, and call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll send you a catalog. They typically specialize in immune boosting, organ cleansing, and metabolic strengthening type products. But that really does cover a wide number of ailments out there that people are struggling with and struggling to get off lifelong drugs from. So, thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call at 866-229-3663. By the way, the new catalog is up on their website, so you can download that right away if you want to. Yeah, and have it. All right, so we're going to talk about bladder dysfunction and constipation issues. More increases in this area as well with bladder dysfunction and constipation, not just in the United States, but globally. So you know this is a problem when the media attention and the International Consensus Society says it's growing. It's a growing problem. So back in the 60s when I was growing up, I don't recall these issues hitting the elderly even. I mean, we grew up with our grandparents close by, real close, and they didn't wear diapers. They didn't have incontinence. They didn't have urgency issues. They didn't have bladder wall problems, prostate problems. I grew up in the 60s, and people in their 70s and even older were riding bikes up and down the street. Bicycles, you know, not bicycles. Yeah. So, I mean, they were fit. They still had a sound mind. They had a sharp memory. They didn't have as much dementia. And I think it is because of the way our food system is. All right. So, according to the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institutes of Health, bladder problems fall under the expertise of the Department of Urology. And it's well known that bladder dysfunction causes social stress and financial stresses. The type of dysfunction varies according to severity. 1 in 20 people, that's 13 million Americans, experience incontinence. Over 11 billion is spent usually annually for this problem alone. Men and women can experience bladder problems, and women most often see a urologist. Men will see a urologist, and women will go see their gynecologist for menopause issues. So for women, the prevalence of moderate bladder problems for younger women is growing about 3 to 17%. So if the condition is more severe for older women as they get to their age of 60, then, you know, you see them picking up the diapers. And men have an overall lower risk of incontinence compared to women do, 3 to 11%. So men with severe bladder issues usually occur at the age of 80. And when it comes to bladder problems, the severity can range what is described from a little small leakage to complete emptying of the bladder. Stress seems to be a factor for men and women with regard to incontinence issues. And women tend to have spikes and episodes of incontinence, whereas men, it tends to be more of a steady increase problem. So, well, let's look at the incontinence chart here. People with low incontinence, it can be from anywhere from age 15 and up. Moderate, 18%, starting with age 20 and up. And severe, 17%, women starting around 60, men starting around 70 to 80. So basically, women tend to have more of these issues. They seem to be more stressed and suffer more from anxiety. And this affects this condition a lot. Here is a quote from the Cochrane study review. They said, over the last few years, many questions have been raised about the safety of incontinence and incontinence in surgery due to implants like artificial mesh. Now, artificial mesh has been in the news. And they say there have been a number of reports, women suffering pain and injury after the surgery due to the devices used. And this has resulted in a worldwide court action, and some countries are suspending this product. Dr. Abigail Ford of the Bradford Teaching Hospital says women need to be aware of less evasive alternatives before they contemplate any type of surgery. I agree. You know, exhaust your possibilities before you go to surgery. Last resort. Here is a quote from Dr. Joseph Oga. He's a gynecologist, and he says this. Well, he says, we must know more about what happens to women in the long run. Yeah, science doesn't really do long-term studies much. This review, he says, found 35 trials carried out more than 5 years ago, and if the women in these trials were followed up, we would have much more information about the long-term results of the operations and any critically important information of side effects. Well, yeah. We'll see again. Science doesn't really do long-term studies mostly because they don't want to know. They want to sell a product, you know, and then they'll just claim, well, you know, that was outside the study. We didn't know that was going to happen, kind of thing. Well, what are the causes for incontinence? Well, stress is on the list, being overweight, childbirth, our urinary tract infections, diseases like cancer, nervous system, Parkinson's, MS, stroke, or diabetes, bowel congestion, kidney or bladder stones, prostate infection or prostate surgery, cancer treatments and radiation, and alcoholism. So stress causes incontinence in women, and it's very common, especially if they've had children. So the pelvic floor takes a lot of pressure when you're in childbirth, and then coughing, sneezing, and lifting something heavy can cause a leakage. And smoking will make the stress incontinence worse due to the coughing part. So, manage our stress better. That's what we have to do. And there's some herbs that can help us with that. And, you know, constipation is another thing. 2 million people go to the hospital every year with constipation. And 30 people die from constipation. So we have to make sure we keep these elimination channels clean and functioning well. This is why, you know, semi-annual cleansing with herbs to pull toxins out that can really cause inflammation and mess up your function is going to be critical for, you know, preserving your functions here. Most people do cleansing twice a year, but you can cleanse as often as every 3 months, but most people fit it in twice a year. So it's a good idea to, you know, give these organs a good clean. Remove the impurities that are causing irritation and be better out there. So some of the causes for constipation, you're probably familiar, low fiber in the diet, you know, too much animal meats, mucus-causing foods like dairy products, milk, cow's milk, pain or narcotic meds slowing down the nerve endings of the bowel so you're not eliminating as often as you should, lack of regular exercise, using antidepressants, antacids, blood pressure prescriptions, antihistamines, cold medications or decongestants, as well as calcium iron supplements, and also rotavirus vaccine can really mess up the elimination channel known as our bowel. So it's the last stage for toxin removal, and it's real important to get those toxins out and not give disease a foothold. So bowel cleansing isn't just about, you know, eliminating, moving, you know, the poop out. It's also about pulling toxins out of the colon wall that are kind of lodged in there. And it's gentle and effective, and it works. And a lot of people that do a bowel cleansing, they've never done one, and a lot of them will lose a few pounds. One of my kids had a math tutor who lost 10 pounds when he did one. And sometimes people that are depressed or a little gloomy will do a bowel cleanse, and it lifts their mood. So it's the toxins that were bothering them that were making them feel kind of down and depressed. So you'd be amazed what you can do with some herbs that God's provided you. So I would say if you're looking into organ cleansing, there's a proper way of doing it for your success and well-being. And the folks at Apothecary Herbs explain that to you. So you always start with the bowel. That's the first organ you want to cleanse. It's the last stop. You want to work with the elimination channel system, not against it. So bowel is first, kidney, bladder second, and prostate can be in there too between the two cleanses. Liver, gallbladder, and then blood system is last. So there's an exception to using blood cleansing. You can use it for a brief, short burst if you have a toxicity issue like a venomous bite, for instance. So you can clear the venom. So you have tools and you have options. You should exercise them and get familiar with them and get proficient with them and be well. That's it. Because God said he put a blessing on them. He put a blessing on these medicinal herbs. They're here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. And God can't lie. So I guess it just depends on where your faith is. Are you in scientific medicine? I think trauma care is essential. Get people stabilized. But for internal medicine issues, I like to use the medicinal plants. Yeah. So be empowered out there. Give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They'll send you a free catalog, and you can start to learn the process. It's sort of like you learn to tie your shoes and brush your teeth. You can do this. Their phone number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And sale is going on through the 27th of January, so save 20%. Details are online, or give them a call, and be well out there. Well, I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.